Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Welcome to the Book of Joshua. Parts of it are action-packed. Everywhere are historical landmarks. These 24 chapters provide the vital link between Israel's going out, or exodus, from Egypt, recounted in Moses' 5-volume Pentateuch, and their coming in, or conquest, of Canaan. It is the so there of the Lord's promises. In spite of their squabbling and complaining, the covenant-keeping Jehovah had not only brought them out of bondage and through the wilderness, he will bring them into their own land, just as he said. 3 great themes are interwoven throughout the book. First, there is Joshua the man. Having developed under the shadow of the great man Moses, he now comes to the fore. God's man in the gap, he will oversee the transition of Israel from erstwhile labor camp slaves to a nation in their own right. We will observe him in a series of enlightening vignettes. The second major theme is the mission. Eretz Israel, chosen by the Lord for his people, is occupied by 7 hostile nations. By and large, they are God-haters and demon-worshippers, guilty of crimes so heinous that they have brought on themselves the deserved judgment of heaven. Over many years, the Lord has revealed himself to them in both mercy and judgment. They have been ministered to by Melchizedek and rescued by Abraham. They have seen God's dealings with Sodom, Egypt, Sihon, and Og. A few have responded to that mercy, but most have prepared themselves for a fight to the death, and so it will be. With the third and final theme, the ministry, Joshua will oversee the distribution of the tribal allotments and give his final call to the nation for fidelity to God. And we will have a front row seat to it all.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.